Welcome and thank you for joining us today for the Pius X Foundation Planned Giving podcast series. Today with me, I have Patrick Timmer, an estate planning attorney here in Lincoln, Nebraska, and Doug Koenig, a trust officer in Lincoln, Nebraska, here at a local bank. And my name is Courtney Johnson. I'm the Advancement Director of the Pius X Foundation. And today's topic, we're going to dive into what is planned giving and why should we talk about planned giving and be thinking about it. So with that, I'll hand it over to our guest speakers.
Thank you, Courtney. So Pat, let's just start with the topic today. So what is planned giving?
Well, planned giving refers to making large charitable gifts during a person's lifetime or at death, but in a well-thought-out or planned manner. It usually involves a process to determine how to carry out a person's charitable wishes that best fits their circumstances. It may take into account their economic or tax situation, their cash flow needs, the needs of their family, or any particular details that might apply to a specific asset, the charity, or the gift itself.
Pat, when should people begin thinking about planned giving?
People should think about planned giving really at any stage of their life. In estate planning, you've got people who are young and maybe starting families who prepare wills, right? And so they can think about planned giving by making a charitable bequest in their will. Later on in life, they acquire more assets, maybe different types of assets. A different type of planned gift may come into play. And then certainly people after retirement have more wealth and have different planned giving options. Younger couples with children, an easy way for them to consider planned giving is with a bequest in their will or naming a charity as beneficiary on a life insurance policy or a retirement account. And as a person goes through life, they acquire more assets. There are other types of planned giving tools that we can utilize, again, depending upon their situation.
You know, Pat, a lot of times I think now is the time to work on planned giving. We're all been given graces and blessings from God in all that we do. And, you know, it's our opportunity to give back, and we all have different opportunities and ways in which to do that. And so for, like you said, for people just starting out, maybe it's just your annual giving that you do. But as people progress in life, there is more complex and sophisticated ways of thinking about how to give back.
Exactly. But I think the first rule to consider is with any planned giving, if a person doesn't have true philanthropic intent, the gift is not going to work.
Yes. And, you know, giving, I have learned over the years, is just part of life. And it's got to be part of you and what you do to continue, you know, envisioning ways in which you can help out those institutions and places that really serve the things that you're interested in.
It's a great way for you to leave a legacy, both for, you know, whom you want to benefit, and it also provides guidance for your children and grandchildren on how to live life and share your wealth and treasure with others.
So how does one get started with planned giving?
It can start in any number of ways, but I would start with talking with your estate planning attorney. Maybe you're talking with your financial advisor, your CPA. If you have a trust officer friend, or even talking with a planned giving officer, any one of those individuals can point you in the right direction and help you get started.
Great. Thank you so much, Pat, for that kind of high-level intro here into planned giving, and for Doug for asking some great questions. And I think we will dive deeper into some additional planned giving topics in our next podcast. So please log back in our next podcast. If you have other questions after this one, feel free to reach out to me at the Pius X Foundation. Again, my name is Courtney Johnson, and you can reach me at 402-488-1046. Thanks so much, and God bless.